Tiffany Haddish is really famous, like super famous.
Okay.
So she's shooting a movie right now with Nicolas Cage. Okay. You know, because that's how famous she is, that she's doing a movie with Nicolas Cage where she's the girl in the movie and he's the guy in the movie.
Nicolas Cage hasn't done a movie that's been a super big movie in 15 years. So he did this movie now. It's on Amazon. I damn you to watch it. He gets locked in a showbiz pizza overnight, and the animals come alive and try to kill him.
Uh-huh.
The whole movie, he doesn't say one word.
Okay.
He doesn't speak during the whole movie. You can't watch Nicolas Cage movies from the past 10 years. You can't. Because she's in a Nicolas Cage movie, then she lost a bet.
Right.
I mean, you don't, that doesn't make her famous. That makes her need money.
No, listen, she's starring in a movie right now with Oscar Isaac and Willem Dafoe. She's done tons of stuff. She's a pretty famous actress. She's won Emmys. I mean, she's a well-known, she's out there. Like Tiffany Haddish is not nobody.
Okay. I agree with you. Super famous. Okay. I know exactly who she is.
She hosted Saturday Night Live. That's how famous she is. She had hosted Saturday Night Live and won an Emmy for hosting Saturday Night Live.
I've heard you probably say the name before, but I don't know who she is or what she looks like.
Anyway, so she's famous enough that she has been a host on Saturday Night Live, but Anthony doesn't know who she is. Fine. Great. Anyway, so the whole idea, I don't even want to tell this story. I don't even care anymore. I don't. You've made me not even care about this story anymore.
No, you tell it because now I'm looking at her and I see her and.
And you still don't recognize her. Fine. But the rest of the world knows who Tiffany Haddish is, which is why this is news.
Mm.
In fact, it's the lead story on Page 6.
Okay.
So maybe you don't know who she is, but the rest of the world does. And they care about the things that she says. So she's shooting this movie with Nicolas Cage and she's really, really intimidated and nervous in these scenes with him. But so much so it's getting him frustrated because it's obvious that there's something up with her. And he can't figure out what it is. And she finally decides, you know, if I tell him this is sexual harassment, you know, we had that whole HR thing we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But she decides she's going to tell him anyway. So here's Tiffany Haddish talking about what happened with her and Nicolas Cage on the set of this movie that they did together.
I was 17. Is this a story I should tell? This might be inappropriate.
Yes. Yeah, do it.
Not an inappropriate story. It was a debate of that too. Should I tell Nicolas Cage this? This is inappropriate though, I think. I don't know. I don't want him to hit me with the sexual harassment, but I got to tell him. He thought it was hilarious. So basically, I was at the movie theater seeing Face Off. I was about 17 years old on a date with this guy. And nobody else was in the theater, really. It was just us in the back of the theater. And we started to make out, started making out and stuff. And then it was my first time being fiddled with, I will say like that.
Well put, yeah.
And as I was achieving a momentous moment that I had never experienced in my life.
Oh, say orgasm, bitch. Just say it.
I opened my eyes, and the eyes of Nicolas Cage are looking into my eyes.
Oh, no.
Super big, right? So, and that was my first big, oh. So.
Yeah, so she tells this story to Nicolas Cage. She tells him that the reason why she's uncomfortable around him because the first orgasm she had was partially because she was watching him, but also what the guy was doing to her, the guy that was with her. But it's like,
you know, and he's like, I had nothing to do with that. I appreciate it, but. Sorry.
And here they are all these years later and they're shooting this film together and she's super uncomfortable because of it. Because she can't stop thinking about that, you know? And I was like, as I was listening to her story, I was like, I think we've all had that one movie or that one moment. If I ever meet Johnny Depp, I'm going to have a hard time meeting Johnny Depp because as much as I'd love to meet Johnny Depp because I like his work and blah, blah, blah. For me, my first fantasy, like my first actor that I fantasized about that says everything about me, by the way, Edward Scissorhands. That movie, he in that movie turned me on as a teenager like you would not believe.
Why that movie? His face was all cut up. It was white. He had scissors
for hands. Yeah, because I'm messed up in the head. I'm messed up in the head.
That says a lot about you.
Yeah, I mean, all of my friends at the time were being turned on by, like, you know, Breakfast Club people or, I don't know, whatever movies people were watching back then where there was, like, normal looking people and they were handsome. Tom Cruise back then, you know, young Tom Cruise. That made sense to me. I understood why my friends were getting off on that, but not me. I mean, it wasn't until Edward Scissorhands that I was just like, this is my moment.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. That is my moment. That was my Tiffany Haddish moment where fantasizing about a celebrity in a role, not just a celebrity. It wasn't like I was thinking about Johnny Depp. I was thinking about, or I was watching the movie and experiencing Edward Scissorhands.
Right. Now, yep. For me, it was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, of course. Right. The Phoebe Cates
scene. I mean, right. Well, not the Phoebe Cates scene, the whole Phoebe Cates movie. I mean, the whole, every scene that she was in, she was extremely hot.
So, yeah. She's super sexy in it. And then that fantasy scene where she comes out of the pool
and boobs
and takes her bathing suit top off. Every young boy in America was just whacking it to that scene. That was like, that was your first experience with porn. That was like young porn.
That and Princess Leia in a bikini. I mean, the Friends episode about that scene was 100% true, because I was, you know, barely a kid when that movie came out, and it's like, that's what girls look like. Wow. It was amazing. So yeah, those two things changed me.
Yeah. But those at least make sense. Like, I feel like those are normal straight male moments. You know, it's funny, like, if I talk to my gay male friends, they have a lot of the similar experiences I do with watching certain men in certain roles or whatever. But no one, I don't know anybody, male or female, that goes, oh, Edward Scissorhands. Yes.
Yeah, nobody.
I always loved horror films. Remember, my favorite movie growing up, like my favorite movie to watch, not growing up, but like, you know, that a friend of mine in college was really into horror films and brought over horror films. And we just would watch horror films for hours. And I saw The Hitcher for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, that's the greatest movie ever. I must have watched it 20 times. See Thomas Howell to this day. You know what I mean? Same thing. We're like, anything gory, anything. So by the time I was ready to, you know, have my own moment, it was Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, it couldn't have been Nightmare on Elm Street with Johnny Depp. You had to. It had to be.
I was too young for that one. I didn't watch that till later. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was sort of like kitsch by then. But for me, Edward Scissorhands was right in my wheelhouse. You know, Winona Ryder was like the icon. Like, she was the girl that everybody where I grew up, like, wanted to look like and be like she was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the time when Heathers happened, game over.
Yeah, I didn't look at her as sexy, though. I don't know. I didn't see her and go, oh my God, that's Phoebe Cates like. I never did that.
Right. But see, Winona Ryder was like edgy and cool. You know, like, she's like the alternative
mm-hmm.
girl. You know, it's like if you look at the Breakfast Club. Yeah, if you, like the Breakfast Club, like, the people that liked Molly Ringwald are very different than the kind of guys that liked Ally Sheedy. Do you know what I mean? So that's, and you know, I got a problem with Breakfast Club since we're talking about it. We're talking about this. You know, to this day, it bothers me that nobody accepted Ally Sheedy for her quirkiness and just who she was as, like, kind of a weirdo. They had to do a makeover in the end and make her look like Molly Ringwald as if she was the beauty icon. I don't think so. Like, that has always pissed me off.
Yeah, she was hotter in the beginning than after they put makeup on her.
Right, because she was herself. She was genuine. She was weird. That was who she was. It was the first character I was like, yes, ka-ching. Like, I get her. I get that, you know?
Yeah, when they made her up, I was like, she's not hot now. She was hot. Now she's not. So I don't understand that.
Right, like in the Friends reunion when Lady Gaga said to Lisa Kudrow, when you played Phoebe and you were just, and Phoebe was just herself, for the first time I saw a character on TV that I was like, yes, just some weirdo being themselves, and no one's trying to change her or make her more Rachel-like or any of those cliches that used to happen in 80s and 90s movies. So it was like refreshing, you know? So I like that Lady Gaga made that point, because it was a really good point, and it was something that always bothered me about movies like Breakfast Club.
That was the only flaw in that movie, though. Everything else about that movie perfect. Was perfect.
David Seeley says, I think Nicolas Cage is in a Tiffany Haddish movie.
That makes sense. Yeah, he will take anything now. Because he bought like a dinosaur head, so he spent stupid money on things.
Yeah.
So he's got debts now.
And by the way, it's Chewy. You don't have to be a fan of Tiffany Haddish, but you've heard of her. That's my point. Anthony says he's never heard of Tiffany Haddish.
No, I've heard the name, but when I saw her in this video, I've never seen her before.
Well, she looks very different in this. She doesn't usually have short blonde hair like that. It's a very different look for her. Like, if you had seen her looking more Tiffany Haddish-like, you'd recognize her in a second.